time and just share something with you so that when you leave, you make a decision about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, let me read a couple of verses for you right off quick. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm going to read verse 20 and 21. And here's what the Word of God says. But now, Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. I want you guys to know that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the first fruit of the best that is yet to come. Now our text, I'm just going to bring out four things from these few verses that I just read, and I want you to hope you remember them. Fact number one, the Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Listen, y'all, that is not a myth. That is not a legend. That is not a fairy tale. That is not a fantasy. That is a fact, a historical fact. And everything that we stand on is based on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to know a second fact. The resurrection of Jesus is the guarantee. It is a guarantee that you and I are going to rise from the dead just like he did. First fruit means the guarantee that there's more to come, meaning you are going to rise from the dead. But I must warn you, I got to give you a warning. Everybody, this is my third fact, everybody, saved and unsaved, red, brown, yellow, black, and white, rich, poor, haves and have not, everybody is going to rise from the dead. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ guarantees that everybody is going to rise from the dead. Who do I say is going to rise from the dead? Everybody, saved and unsaved. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the guarantee that you're going to rise from the dead. And I warn you, some of you are going to like it, and some of you are not. But you will rise from the dead. Now, listen to me. This is one last thing I want to share with you this morning. There is an order to the resurrection. There is an order to this thing called the resurrection. The first one who rose from the dead is Jesus. That is, he's the first to rise from the dead, never to die anymore. He's the first. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. Because see, God has given you his game plan here. After Jesus rises from the dead, and he has risen, and he has ascended up into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, he is alive, whether you believe it or not. And he has all authority, all power in the universe in his hands right now. Jesus can speak us out of existence if he so chooses. That's how much power the Lord Jesus Christ has. Now listen, one of these days, Jesus is going to come back. He's coming back, whether you believe it or not, he's coming back. And he is going to receive those of us who believe in him unto himself. We Christians like to call that, I like to call that the rapture. The reason why I like the rapture is because it's a resurrection. And for those of us that are still alive, it's a transformation. But you're going to be different, and yet it's going to be you. But I want to warn you, when Jesus comes, he's coming for his own. That is for those who believe in him. You know, he's going to come, there's going to be a trumpet sound. Y'all know the story, don't you? And the dead in Christ will do what? The dead in Christ, Not the unsaved did. Not the unrighteous did. Not the wicked did. They're going to rise, but they're not going to rise the same time you do. They're going to rise, but not the same time you do. They're not going to be in that group with you. Christ is coming. It's going to be a shout. It's going to be a trumpet sound. And those who have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, see, that's what the resurrection is all about. The resurrection is a guarantee that if you are a Christian, if you have put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you too will rise from the dead in a glorified body just like Jesus. You say, what do you mean a glorified body? A body that can walk through walls. A body that don't get sick. A body that have no more, that if you have false teeth, you will have new teeth. A body that if you don't have no hair, you will have hair. A glorified body. That's what you got coming to you. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a guarantee to you that you will rise from the dead. But now I got to give you a warning. I must give you a warning. Our text says in verse 23, but each one in his own order. Christ the first fruit. Afterwards, those who are Christ at his coming, you who are believers in Jesus. And now watch this. Our text in this passage doesn't say anything about the resurrection of the unsaved dead. But they will. You know what it says? Then comes the end. Then comes the end. And the end is a series of things, which includes the great tribulation, Jesus coming to set up his kingdom on earth. And then after that, that's when the rest of the dead, when God has done everything else according to his plan, the rest of the dead get up out the grave, but they're not going to like it. Because they will stand before God at the great white throne judgment. And listen, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you will know him. Believe me when I say you will know him, because you will see him. Y'all ever have guests that you don't expect and don't want to look at, don't want to see? But there they are. This is going to be one of them times when you are not going to want to see Jesus, but you will see him. And those who don't know him will stand before him, my friends, and they will give an account to him for why they didn't accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, why they lived a life. That the kind of life that they live. The resurrection is God's guarantee that you will see Jesus, saved and unsaved. Those of you that know Jesus, you're going to love it. I'm going to like it when I see Jesus, aren't you? When I see Jesus, I'm not going to be crying about it. In fact, I'm going to be rejoicing. And if you're not there, I'm not going to be crying about it neither. I'm going to be too happy with Jesus. Think about it. These young people that are up here, singing songs of glory to God. Just think about it in your mind right now. You standing before the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your brothers and sisters singing a new song of joy and happiness before him. The resurrection of Jesus is the guarantee that that's going to happen. But I must warn you that those of you that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to stand before him too. Oh, you're not going to stand before him the same time I do. You're going to stand before him later. And you're going to have to talk to him. Or should I say, he's going to talk to you about why you didn't have him in your life. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is an invitation. It is an invitation for you to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is an invitation for you to realize that if he rose, you will rise. That if he lives, you will live. And it's an invitation for you to live with him for all eternity in heaven. Now, what about you? What about you this morning? You saw these young people get up here, and you heard them quote verses of Scripture, passages of Scripture. You heard them sing songs of praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you something. Did that do anything to your heart? Did that do anything to your heart? Or did you just sit there and look at them and say, oh, nice kids, nice children, singing nice songs to Jesus? You know, when you stand before Jesus, he's going to remind you of, you know, remember that day when you saw them cheering? And you're going to say, Lord, yes, I remember, and I sure do wish I had what them cheering had. Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus is an invitation. There's an invitation to you to put your trust in Jesus Christ, who is the guarantee of everlasting life. Listen to me. For those of you that are out here under the sound of my voice this morning, have you considered Jesus, really? Do you know that he came down from heaven and became a man? A man! The God of the universe became a man. And I know some folk are wondering, well, what color was he? Was he white? Or what difference does it make? He became a man. And he became a man for you, so that he can die on the cross for you. And he not only died on the cross for you, my friends, he rose again from the dead for you, so that he might give you life. Eternal life to everyone who puts their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me, y'all. This is very serious. We can have fun, and I like having fun with God's people. We can laugh and enjoy ourselves. But when it comes to Jesus, this is a very serious thing. When it comes to receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that's a very serious thing. That is something you cannot play with. That is something that you cannot neglect. That is something that you cannot put on the back burner. That is something that you must do now. Has tax season passed yet? Has tax season passed? We got one more. Y'all got Monday? Tuesday? Two more days? That's so nice of the government to wait till after Easter to have y'all get your tax. Have y'all got your taxes in yet? And who's got their taxes in? I didn't see a lot of hands go up. Whole lot of y'all gonna be working overtime to get them taxes in on time. The government don't want to hear no excuses out of you. Oh, they give you breaks. They even give you an extension. But they don't want to hear no excuses when you don't turn your taxes in, right? They come after y'all. Know this. Y'all want to know a secret? When you stand before Jesus, he don't want to hear no excuses. He's not gonna listen to no excuses, y'all. You didn't do what you were supposed to do, especially after you heard the invitation, after you heard the Lord call you to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not going to listen to no excuses. So what about you? The resurrection of Jesus is a guarantee. It is a guarantee that you will rise from the dead. It is a guarantee that he offers you life. But listen, it is an invitation for you to put your trust in Jesus. You know, on this Easter Sunday, this Resurrection Sunday, don't walk out of here without Christ in your life. Don't walk out of here after listening to these children without Christ in your life. Don't walk out of here without having heard this invitation. Don't walk out of here without Christ in your life. What about you this morning? That's all right. Even that is the Lord saying, come on. Come to me. And put your trust in him as your personal Savior and Lord. You know, I'm going to ask you to do a hard thing this morning. I think about this a lot, and as I give out the invitation. And if you're serious about Jesus, if you're really serious, and I'm not playing games, and I hope you're not. But if you are really serious about Jesus Christ, I want to ask you to stand where you are and you come forward to one of our counselors. If you're one of our ladies, here's Sister Karen here. If you're one of our young men or old men, if you're one of our men, come here to Brother Roland. If you're serious about Jesus, they're here to talk with you and tell you a little bit more about Jesus. You know, you're saved by faith, but they're here to recognize your faith in Jesus. You say, well, Brother Smith, why are you asking folk to do that? That's so embarrassing. You want to know a secret, y'all? Jesus don't have no 007. He don't have no 007 saints. Whenever he called somebody, he did it publicly. They came to him publicly. And so I've decided to ask folk to come to Jesus publicly. Because if you come publicly, that means you're serious. You're serious. If you ain't serious, you ain't coming. I mean, stay in your seat if you're not serious. That's a good thing, because you're not serious. But if you're serious and you mean business with God, I want you to get up out of your seat. I'm not going to be long. Because if you're serious, you're serious. If you're not, you're not. And there's nothing I can do about that. But if you're serious about Jesus, I invite you publicly to come forward. And in so doing, you're letting everybody know I'm serious about Jesus. I want Jesus in my life. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm finished. Lord, you have spoken in our hearts with our children. They came and they sang and they memorized verses. And they showed us the love of Jesus. Some of our musicians, they came and they sang about the resurrected Jesus Christ. And yes, Lord, you did rise again from the dead. And you are alive right now. And you are inviting men and women everywhere to put their trust in you. Because you are the resurrection and the life. And whosoever believes in you, though they were dead, yet shall they live. And those who are alive and believe on you, they will never die. Those are your words. Lord, may nobody in here, no family member, no friend, no visitor, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl walk out of here not having received Christ. And may those of us who have received Christ, who have put our trust in you, may we have the assurance based on your resurrection that we too will rise from the dead and rule and reign with our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. We do pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let all of God's people say amen. Let all of God's people say amen. Amen. Give our young people one more hand praise.